Hi, this is Robert.
Hey Robert, this is Joao over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Is this a good time to chat?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I got your application this morning for looks like for some moving dollies.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Give me one second here. How much it looks like you put down that's gonna be $80,000.
No, that's a mistake. It was supposed to
Okay.
be 800.
800, okay.
Yeah, I'm small time.
Okay, no problem. And then I was wondering, I was like, that's a lot of moving dollies that you were expanding, bringing on like 50 people too or something.
Right. Selling them internationally, globally, Dolly Systems.
Okay, and then how long have you been in business for?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. And is the DBA name also Dream Mover Service?
Yes.
Okay. All okay, perfect. And then are you guys a LLC, sole prop corporation?
Sole proprietor.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And this is a brand new one?
What's that?
Your the dolly, is it a brand new one?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay.
It's like 2 to 4 dollies, basically. They're like, they range from 150 to 400 bucks a dolly.
Okay. And then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
250.
250? Okay, and this year, how are you doing this year?
A little better, 260.
Okay, tracking a little bit more. All right. And then are you replacing the ones you have right now or are you adding on?
Adding on
Adding on. Okay.
for extra additional crews.
Additional crews. Okay. Perfect. So I got all the information I need here. So to move forward, I just need just 4 months of most recent bank statement. Do you have May's final statement yet?
I think so.
Okay. Cool. So I'll just need from January. Is it January? January, February, March, April, May. Oh. That's too many. February to May of
Okay.
bank statements, and then I can send it over to the underwriter. Is there anything else you need besides the dollies? What we do here is also working capital, and I can apply for both programs if you want to, just to kind of see if you what you qualify for if you want to check it out.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take as much as I can get. I'd like to do, like expand with another truck and some advertising too. So
Oh, okay.
what's like the minimum loan you guys do to start?
Sure. Well, we actually don't have a minimum. Basically, what I can do is with your gross annual sales of about 260,000, our rule of thumb is basically 10 to 15% of that as cash. So let me just do a quick calculation of what 15% of 260 is. So we can probably free up about 26,000 to 39,000 at the high range as the
Okay.
capital side, and then we can do the equipment size separately, which is the dollies and then the truck if you wanted to explore that too.
Yeah, so if I was able to get a truck, obviously you could use that as collateral, right?
Yeah, because it'll be equipment. It's basically it'll be equipment financing. So what you're purchasing is what your financing is basically your collateral, kind of like a car loan. So if you don't make payment, then we can just repo it, basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Okay.
for the truck itself, do you have any kind of like quote or invoices for that already, or that's just kind of like a on a wish list?
No, I've been looking. I could probably provide that as well.
Okay, cool.
Like an
Yeah, if you.
approximation.
Yeah, like are you buying it from like a dealer, or are you looking to buy it from a dealer or from a private car?
Probably slightly used. Is
Okay.
there a limit on years or miles?
No, we do new, used, private parties. From the dealer is easier, just because if it's from a private party, it just takes extra steps where we have to like verify title and all this other stuff. With the dealer, you
Right.
know, it's straightforward. You know, they have everything on file.
Yeah, if I can, I might try to pick up from a private party just to get a little better deal.
Okay.
So yeah, I can
We can
explore
start
both
with that
options.
first. Yeah, we can start and see if we can get you funding for the private party, and then if not, then you can always go to the second option, which is from the dealer.
Okay. Now, my FICO's in the gutter right now. How heavily is it weighted on your individual FICO score?
We work with creditors A to D, even people with
Yeah.
bankruptcy, so you don't have to worry too much. We'll be able to find something for you.
Cool. Sweet.
Yep. And actually, since we're going to be looking into the capital side too, I just need actually 2 more months of bank statements, so it'll be 6 most recent months, so December to May.
Okay.
And I can email this all to you, so you can just take a look at that. And then I also send over the, I have the equipment financing application. I just need the wet signature on it. So I'll send over what you've already pre-filled out. If you could just print it out, sign it, either fax it, scan it, and email it back to me.
Okay.
And then I'll also send you the working capital application. It's also one page, and it'll have the most of the stuff pre-filled already with your business info. Just needs a second signature on the working capital application.
Okay, great. And if they approve me for any kind of truck type of financing, if they cap it on the amount, would they just make me an offer as far as what they'd approve me for?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll first,
like
we don't
I
have
was
to,
thinking, I mean, if go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You can go first.
Well, I was just thinking, say I'm looking at like an $18,000 truck, but then, you know, they don't ultimately approve me for that. If I shift gears and go with like a smaller trailer for a couple $1,000s, that would be a significantly less loan, obviously.
Right.
So would they just, they would kind of give me an idea up front what they would approve me for, if any.
Yes, exactly. So what
okay.
we'll do is
okay.
we'll look at your file and see if we can get the truck financed, like a traditional like equipment financing loan. If we can't get that, we can just do it as the working capital side, and that just, you know, just give you a chunk of cash. And then, you know, if you decide to buy the truck, you can buy the truck. If you decide to just buy the trailer, you can just do the trailer.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Sounds great.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go ahead and send this over to you. And then do you know when you might be able to get everything back to me?
Yeah, I'm just kind of out of the office. If not in the next 2 days here, it'd probably be Thursday.
Okay, sure, not a problem. I'll look out for it, and if I don't see anything by like Thursday afternoon or something, I'll give you a quick call then, just to touch base.
Great. Yeah, if you can call like between like 4 and 5 Eastern time.
4 and 5 Eastern. Sure, I can do that. And then I have your email here, robertcamp12@yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you in the next few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Awesome, thank you.
No problem.
Talk to you
soon. Bye.
All right, bye now.